Imbuchu koisei teleichu, that's mitzvoisei tishmeru, v'asisa maysam. If you go in my ordinances, and you'll keep my mitzvahs, and you'll do them. V'nasati gishmeichem be'itom, I will give thee rains in their time. V'nosno ha'aretz yivula, the earth will give its bounty, v'etz asodi itin period. All of the haftachis that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives if we go with the chugim. So the Meshech Chochma, in the beginning of the parasha, says, what's the kavan of the Torah over here? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu ideally created the Bria to work al pi derech ha-teva without Nisim. Derech ha-teva, there's a whole seder of teva, brilliant, brilliant Chochma el yoinu, he created the Bria. And in order for us to be able to tap into that Bria, to get its endless treasures, and to harvest all the bracha from it, there's a very big danger in Teva because we could forget HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because it's so constant and because it happens so smoothly, we don't realize that every second of that Teva is really nice. Like the Ramban says, that Teva is really Nisim Nistorim. You know, what makes the moisture in the ground go upwards against the force of gravity into the tree? And what makes the seed open up when it gets damp? Everything is Nisim. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to be makir of his godless mitaych the teva, except there's always that danger. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah, and that keeps us in check, and that keeps us within the right frame of mind to be makir HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Torah was created parallel with the Bria. HaKadosh Baruch Hu istachel by raisu ubara alma. And the kayach in this world, we don't understand how. We don't understand how shatness is a gairim, that certain things should happen, or tefillin, or tzitzis, or whatever it is. But we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us, in the chukaisei teileichu es mitzvoisei tishmeru, nasati gishmeichem be'itam, it's parallel one with the other. The code, the guidelines, the manual for the world to function, that's all in the Torah, and that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu says it goes hand in hand. The siman l'davar that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants the world to work on teva and not b'derech neis. And neis is meant every now and then to be ma'ayiras in case we lose that ma'ayiras every now and then. Something happens l'mayim on ha-teva sh'loi k'derech ha-teva. But the ikar Hashem wants it to function al yidei teva. We should be makir as godless mitoich teva. And you find that in Chazal. Chazal say kol aimer halel b'chol yayim. Why is that? Why is that considered scoffing against Hashem? Because in essence, you're using the hallel, which is said by special occasions, special nisim, and you're saying it on a regular basis as if to say, I'm makir the godless of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he took the nisim that he did. But it's as if you're saying over in the teva that I don't really see it. So, Adarab, someone that says, Ashrei Tehillah L'David 3 times a day, he's a ben olam haba. What's special about Ashrei? So Chazal say, because it has in it the olive base and Peseach es yodecha. Olive base from olive to tuf is a sign that there's a seder to the teva, there's a bria. It doesn't go mi'chutz l'teva. Everything from olive to tuf is beseder the yad of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Also in the Birchas Kriya Shema, we say olive base. Keil baruch gedol day ha'eich nefa'al. On Shabbos also the same thing. Kelo doin al chalamas and baruch and baruch. When we speak about the planets and we speak about the tzvois, that's to show that teva is mesuder. It's not haphazard. It's all with the yad of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this is the ikar kavana in the bria. And the bria could be a keli of the imakar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, probably on a much deeper level. The yidden experienced many nisim in the midbar, and still you see that they went off and they rebelled and they screamed against Hashem. But if you're makir HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitoich the teva, and you see his yad in every single bit, I've been advertising a book lately that came out by Rabbi Yaakov Aster called Awaken Your Emunah. It's a series of articles that he wrote over the years based on the derech of Rav Avigdor Miller in the teva. It blows the mind. It blows the mind. I'd like to say I enjoyed it, but enjoying is not the right word. I'm in awe of it. I become in awe of the Bria. Mamish, it's in the Floyd's Habayru, you mamish see this Ramban, what the Meshech Chochma is saying, that Teva is really Nisim Mishkarim. The tremendous chachma that went into it is unbelievable. Hashem, that's what Hashem wants. Hashem wants the Teva to function, but the only way he can do that is parallel with the Torah. And that is the manual to be able to reap the benefits of the world of Teva, which he created. You eat your bread satiated, and you will live confidently in your land. So what's the smichas between the two? You'll eat your bread satiated, you'll be fulfilled. What's the smichas hadvarim? So I'm going to Shmuel Yankov Bornstein Zatzal, he's Rosh Hashiva in Kiryas Melech, says a very nice smichas between the two. Rashi says, V'chaltim lachmachem lo soiva, oichel kima, v'hum izbarach b'meyav. He'll eat a little bit, and it's going to expand in his stomach. It's mashma that Klal Yisrael is not going to need a lot of food. They'll eat a little bit, it'll expand. There's a Gemara Masech, this brach is dav gimel amid beis. That Mishaola amur ha-shachar, the Chachma Yisrael went into David HaMelech, and they told him, Adineinu HaMelech, Amcha Yisrael, Tzrichin Parnosim. So David HaMelech said, go, be mefarnes each other. So they said, ain't a kaimitz masbiya sa'ari, the little bit does not satisfy the lion. Then habor mismale mechulyosai. If you take the sand out of a bor and put it back, it's not going to fill it up again. Klal Yisrael is not self-sufficient to support themselves. So David HaMelech tells them, luchu upishtu yideichem bigdud, which means go out and have a war and go from the enemy and go get food from them. Miyad yoyitzem achi teufel. They ask achi teufel and eitzah. Then they go to the Sanhedrin and they ask the Urim v'Tumim, should they go? And if they say they go out. So the fetus comes out very good, the smichas of the psukim. V'achaltem lachmachem lo soiva. Oichel kimu umizborav b'meyot. You're going to eat a little bit and it's going to expand. You're not going to need a lot. You're not going to have to go out to war and pillage other nations for the food because you're going to be self-sufficient because all you're going to need is a little bit. I will cleanse out all the bad chayas from the earth, from Eretz Yisrael. The Ramban says, why will that be? Because Eretz Yisrael, at the time that we're mekayim the mitzvahs, will be on the same level as the world was in the beginning before the Chet of Adam HaRishon. Before the Chet of Adam HaRishon, the animals were all subservient to him. There was no such thing as animals biting a human being. Adam was the king of the world, and everybody, they were Avodim. And Chayav HaRemes name is Adam. So Yaakov Kamenetsky says like this, in B'chukai Sei Teilech, we understand the Chayik is that it's a law that we don't understand. It's Lamaila may have something saying, but it's not just commands without reason. There are reasons, but it's Lefi the higher Seichel of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we understand that there's reasons behind it. So in B'chukai Sei Teilech, not only that we're going to be Mekayim the mitzvahs, but we're going to lead our lives in the way of Chukim on a higher level, on a Ruch Niyazdika level, that will bring us back to the Madreig of Adam HaRishon Kayidim HaChayid. And when we're on a higher level, then the animals, they are subservient to us. When are they not afraid of us? If we lower ourselves to their level and we favor the Bahamias within the person, so then we're no better than them, right? But if we will live on a higher level of chukim with the seichel of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and not only keep the mitzvahs that are chukim, but we also live our lives teilechu, b'chukaisai teilechu, you're living on a totally different plane than the animals that can't touch you. There's a Maisa Shahoya that happened for Bulchanan Wasserman here in America. Bulchanan came here. This must have been in the 1920s. He came here, he stayed at the home of a Zimmerman Mishpacha. The Zimmerman Mishpacha, the father was Rabbi Choshev of Balabos, Talmud Chacham, and he was away on business throughout the week. And therefore the wife was afraid to stay herself, so they had this big dog. Gigantic dog, and I guess it scared away people that were not welcome there. Kitzur, Rabbi Chana was here, and the father was here over Shabbos and over Sunday. So Rabbi Chana came to visit, he knew the family. The derech of this dog, when it would hear footsteps from outside, it would come running to the door and put its face up in the window and bark like Meshuggah. You know, and then afterwards have to get it to calm down. When Rabbi Chanan came and heard footsteps, it ran to the door and Mamash put its feet up, and all of a sudden it just sank down and it stayed in a corner a whole time quietly. And the whole time that Rabbi Chanan was there, it was just quiet, it didn't make a sound. After Rabbi Chanan left, it started barking again. So the Mishpacha said, they were Mamash able to see. And Mamash able to see how a person that's not affected by chait is on that madrega, but in Rishon Kodesh Machay. There's a similar maisa, maybe even bigger maisa. Rav Eliezer Moshe Horowitz, he was the Rav of Pinsk Karlin, the Goyne Ador, from the Gedoyli Ador, Yish Kodesh, his Hagoyser on the back of the Gemara. So there was a family that lived in Pinsk, a very wealthy family. And I guess they wanted to make an estate isolated from the rest of the city, so they did something very foolish. They built their estate in the forest on the outskirts of the city. Why that's foolish is because that's a very great place for robbers to attack. The mele, you're within a community, we're amongst people, so it's much more difficult. But all by yourself in the forest, that was a nice project for the robbers, and they used to be robbed regularly. So they bought these big dogs to surround the forest, you know, to be as guards. And the robbers outsmarted them. The robbers brought nice gesunten meat that was laced with poison, and they threw it to the dogs, and all the dogs were, you know, wiped out. Gets on ice at one night at 2 o'clock in the morning. They got other dogs. 2 o'clock in the morning, there's a knock at the door. The head of the household, he grabs his rifle. Whatever, who is it? It's me, it's Leizer Moshe. Who? Leizer Moshe. Leizer Moshe, the Rav. How did he get by the dogs? What's he doing at 2 o'clock in the morning? He opens the door and he saw a Dover Nifla. There's a straight line of dogs behind her, Leizer Moshe, like standing there at attention, as if to be malavi him. He says, what does the Rav want? He says, he's collecting for a pidyon shvuyim, and he has to bring the money mamish first thing in the morning, and they were left short, so he came here in emergency, pikuach nefesh, he gave him the money, shkayach, turned around, the dogs one by one turned in a straight line, and they escorted a laser moshe out of the forest. Shot, someone's on that madrega, says, mishbati chayarom in the arutz. I broke the pegs, the staves, that held on to your yoke. And I led you upright. The Parshat Pshat in the Pasuk is that this is referring to Yetzias Mitzrayim. I broke the pegs that fastened your oil, and I led you upright. You weren't bent over. We daven every day. Shvor aleinu mi'al savareinu. That's Gebot on this pasuk over here. The emes is that from the Torah's Kahanim, it's Mashmah, that this pasuk is also going on L'Asr Lovay. Parshat Pshat is going on Mitzrayim, what happened. But it's also a promise for the future that L'Asr Lovay, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to break our oil like we daven. Shvar Aleinu Mi'al Tzavareinu, V'Soy L'Keinu Meheru Kamim Yisli Yadzeinu. So the Imranis asks, why is this mentioned last? After all the brachas, this is mentioned last. One would think, l'chaira, that the shibud should be first. The shibud comes off first, and then we'll be zeichet to the brach. So he says, we find the concept of mitzvahs lav lehenes nitna. Mitzvahs were not given for a pleasure. Rashi says it's meant as an oil. Meant as an oil. Hashem placed the burden on us. We also find kofale mesahar, Kigigas. He forced us with the mitzvahs. What is the inyan? Gemara says, Barasi Eitzahara, Barasi Torah Tavlin. The oil had Torah, the shibud, the hard work that we have to harvest to do it, that keeps the Eitzahara at bay. Right? But it's the oil, it's the fact that it's a shibud, and it's the fact that we have to strain ourselves. That is the biggest potion against the Eitzahara. That's Kolzman, we're in Golis, and we have a Yetzirah, then you need a Shibur of mitzvahs to scare away the Yetzirah. Well, I said, Lavai, Ramban says, when the Yetzirah is geshachten, we're going to have a natural taiva to do mitzvahs. You're going to have to be forced. You're not going to have encouragement with schar or whatever. There's going to be a natural taiva to do mitzvahs. And that's the, he taiches them, Rayana's taiches, that shah mitzvahs betailus la'asad lovely. Doesn't mean there'll be no mitzvahs at all, but it means the shibud, the oil, to do the mitzvah, that is betailus la'asad lovely. Why? We're not going to need the shibud then. Now we need a shibud, now we need the oil, because now we have a Yetzirah. Well, said, love of the Yetzirah, that's the milas arlas alayim. And we're not going to have a Yetzirah then. You won't need that shibud. That's the mitzvah of Betelus lost the love. Zotim Reyemes, that's what this is going on. It doesn't mean the shibud of Golas. But Eshbar Moites Ulchem, I'm going to break the oil of the mitzvahs. Why am I going to do that? Because there's not going to be a Yetzirah anymore. We need the oil now, because Mandir is the Yetzirah. That's why it's mentioned last, because after the Gula already, Yetzirah is going to be Geshach. When the Yetzirah is Geshach, we're no longer going to need that Shibud, and Vezra Maitis Ulchem, the Kfiyah, the forcing is going to become buckled. We're going to have that natural habit to do the mitzvah. There won't be a need anymore for the oil. V'zacharti as Brisi Yaakov. The word Yaakov, the name Yaakov, is said with a vav over here. So Rashi says, B'chamisha Mekoinis, we find that Yaakov is said with a vav male, and Eliyahu is chaser. The name Eliyahu is missing the vav. Why? Because Yaakov Avinu took an ois from the name of Eliyahu as a mashkin to guarantee that he comes and he's going to be mevaser the geula. And Kolzman, he's not mevaser, Yaakov has that vav. When he comes, he will be mevaser the geula. What is this inyan of Yaakov taking a mashkin, but after Eliyahu to be mevaser the geula? What is that all about? So Shimon Schwab is a very nice pshat over here. The Ramban in Parshas by Yigash is Mayrich about Yocheved. According to the Cheshbon, if Yocheved was born when Yaakov Avinu went down to Mitzrayim, that makes her 130 years old when Moshe Rabbeinu was born. So if that's the case, why is it that makes it such a big deal of Sari Imenu? That she was 90 when she gave birth to Yitzchak. The birth of Moshe Rabbeinu from a 130-year-old woman should be much greater. Ibn Ezra has a pshat about it. There's other mafarshim have a pshat. So the Ramban says, "Oyim alucha davar shuhu amitis." I'm going to tell you a dvar emes. The nisim that are done al yidei a navi, that he says the nevuah mitchila, or if a malach appears and he says it mitchila, that's what the Torah mentions. But something in ace that happens by itself without a nevuah in advance to help the tzaddik, or to cut off the Rishoyim, the Torah doesn't mention that, doesn't mention it in the Nevi'im either. Why should the Torah mention that? The whole Yisrael HaTorah is Nisim Nistarim. So if a Navi foretold it, so now, oh, that's a big thing. You see clearly that this was foretold by the Navi and this is an open ace. It's not an ace that happens, that the Torah is not, doesn't speak about it. So Schwab is not as why. We're not bekeem to know what's an ace and what's not an ace. We're not bekeem to know what's an ace and what's not an ace. We think it's an ace, it could be natural. We think it's natural, it could be it's an ace. We're not clear on that. So we may lose something. What is teva? What's not teva? We're not bekeem. But if a Navi, look at Kila, says something is going to happen extraordinary, then you know it's takanat lufiyat teva. And then it's a double guggle, and that's supposed to be Ma'iris. It says, Memele, a nice niggle is only if the Navi announces it. This is why Yaakov Avinu wanted Eliyahu Navi Bedavka to announce the Geula beforehand, of us. Schwab says, because there's going to be tremendous happenings before the Geula. Tremendous happenings. And any person could step forward and say that I am Mashiach. So if he's there, he wants Eliyahu HaNavi Bedavka to be the Mavasar, and he will be the Mavasar on the Goyal, and that way there won't be any misunderstandings. But if you don't have Eliyahu HaNavi L'chadchila, saying what's an ace and what's not an ace. You could have imposters claiming that they made an ace, and we don't know the first thing about it. So this is why he takes a mashkin from Eliyahu HaNavi, B'davke. Yaakov Avinu wants that the Gula Shalema, V'ro Kol Boser Yachdav, Kipi Hashem Diber. Why are they going to see it? Why are they going to be maskim? Kipi Hashem Diber, because the mouth of Hashem spoke beforehand, saying it b'nevuah, and then we'll know clearly that this is Takya, the Emes Diki Geula. V'zacharti lohem bris v'shayna. I will remember for them the bris, the covenant of the earlier generations. Zoktik Sav Sefer. With these words, the Torah is coming to give the Bnei Yisrael chizuk in Golos, that their spirit should not fall, they shouldn't give up hope. We've been in Golos for thousands of years. And the Mela, the Matzav HaRuchni, is far, far from what we would like it to be. Every Yid feels, oh, I could be doing so much better. Oh, yeah, I could be learning better. I could be davening better. I could be doing this better. Everybody has that within us. We can add Rami Yisrael beyond it. We all have she'ifas. And a lot of it has to do with the Golos. We're being held back, and we're not on the Madrega that we would like to be on. And sometimes you have a Chalisha Sadas. Who are we then? You know, we're not living up to what we could do. So who are we? And we feel we have a worthless feeling. And how are we ever going to be Zeichet to Geula if we're not living up to our expectations or expectations that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has for us? For that, the Torah says, V'zacharti b'ris rishayim. Look at the earlier generation, Dor Mitzrayim. They were Eved Avodah Zarah. Halolo Eved Avodah Zarah, Halolo Eved Avodah Zarah. Ad Kidei Kach, that the Malachim were not able to tell the difference between the Yidden and the Mitzrayim. The Yafal P came. Because Hashem loves us, He took us out. So therefore, a Yidden Golos should never be miyayish and think, I'm not worthy of it, I'm not, Hashem doesn't love me. V'zacharti lohem bris rishonim. I'm going to remember the same bris as the earlier generations, as the Dorim Mitzrayim. And that should give Klal Yisrael chizuk that no matter how long we've been in the Golos, no matter how much we feel we haven't lived up to expectations, don't give up hope. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is still thinking about us. And when the Richter Gezeit comes, we'll be Zeichen to the Gula Shleima. Should be Meher of Yom. I will be Shabbos. Next week. Next week, I'll have to see. I'll have to see next week.